Well, thanks very much, Jen. First of all, is the microphone working?
No.
Okay, so being so careful about... So Julius will work on it. But we should let people know, you'll see two TV cameras here. This is Julius Fisher from Working TV, and this is Vox Veritas, who are doing a documentary on same-sex marriage. So, and Julius does all different kinds of programs about East Vancouver and about working people, and it's called Working TV. So I hope nobody has a problem with the fact that there are two cameras here. And if you are going to make a comment or ask a question, you don't want to be on tape or something, just let Jen know, and we'll certainly respect that. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for coming tonight. We weren't quite sure how many people were going to show up. I'm very glad that it is not a terribly nice night. But I wanted to do a forum on this issue and invite Mary Wu Sims, who's one of five national co-chairs of Canadians for Equal Marriage, because, you know, there's been a lot of stories in the media about the issue, and I'm sure that for those of you who have been following the issue, you'll know that when we went back to Parliament September 15th, this was sort of like the first issue that hit the debate, and we actually debated a motion that was put forward by the Canadian Alliance. In my opinion, they did it very deliberately to really kind of frustrate what the government had put forward as their intentions around a legislative agenda. So the first week back, we actually debated what's called an Opposition Day motion, which was from the Canadian Alliance, and it basically reiterated a position that they had put forward, 4 years before, in 1999, a very similar motion, which basically said that marriage is exclusively the union of one man and one woman, or to the exclusion of all others, or something like that. And so, as I'm sure you saw in the debates that unfolded, it was a very, very intense debate in Parliament. And the backdrop to this, as we know, and Mary Wu will explain, has been some of the court decisions that we've seen. And I think, you know, there has been a real vacuum in terms of legislation. I mean, previously in Parliament, we did have a bill that dealt with pension issues and rights around benefits and entitlements for same-sex couples. But the government had not made it clear whether they intended to go beyond that in terms of dealing with the marriage issue. And I think it's been in large part because of, you know, incredible work that's taken place across the country in terms of individual people and couples who have brought forward the issue before the courts, that we've seen some very significant court rulings that have now compelled the government to come forward and to deal with the issue. And what we know at this point is that basically the federal government has made its intention clear to introduce legislation that would legalize same-sex marriage. What they want to do is what's called send a reference to the Supreme Court, and this is why we actually have not yet seen the legislation. We've seen a reference that would go to the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court has not yet dealt with the issue, and it's actually, in my opinion, causing some problems, because I think there is really a vacuum, and I think more than anything, people want to see this issue resolved. They want to see Parliament take some action and actually make a decision. So in some ways, while on the one hand, I understand why the federal government has wanted to get a ruling from the Supreme Court that their intended legislation is actually constitutional, and that it is clearly within the mandate of the federal government. And the second thing that they want to be assured of and give some, I think, certainty about is that this legislation would not in any way infringe upon people's religious beliefs or practices, and it wouldn't in any way force any faith or church or any faith community to become involved in performing marriages unless they wanted to do so. So we are talking about a civil marriage piece of legislation. So the Supreme Court reference would be very important to kind of, you know, I think, give a reassurance around those issues. But the problem is, as you probably know, the Supreme Court has said, well, you know, they're really quite busy and they just can't deal with this until some point far off in the future, sometime next year. And so at this point, we haven't seen the legislation and we haven't debated it. So what we've been left with is this this alliance motion, which of course was debated and was very narrowly defeated. And so my own feeling is, and I know within the federal NDP and our leader, Jack Layton, we actually want to see the government bring forward the legislation. I mean, I think it's very important to give an assurance about the religious question, and it is important to know that this is in federal jurisdiction. But I think at this point, to actually have the debate, to see the legislation, to have a debate in Parliament, is something that we really need to see happen. So we're sort of continuing to push on that. So that's one point I wanted to make. The other point, in terms of this forum, is that I really wanted an opportunity to speak with people about the position that the NDP has taken. And I did want to let people know that we have received thousands of emails in my office. We've been trying to keep count of the emails and faxes and letters coming in, and I don't think we've managed to get everybody, because we only started counting at a certain point. But it's something about, just to give you an idea, of about 2,000 plus emails, faxes, letters come in, they're in favor of same-sex marriage, and about 300 or so opposed. It's very difficult to know how much of that is just from East Vancouver, how much is it from Vancouver or even across the country, because of course much of it is via email and it's very hard to know where it comes from. But within our party, the NDP, that I represent, we have taken a very clear and strong position on this issue. And in fact, our party at its convention, by resolution, has signified its very strong support for the idea that marriage should be legal for same-sex partners. And we've really carried that through in terms of the debate that's taking place in Parliament. And our leader, Jack Layton, has been very, very clear on that. So you may have seen some stories about, you know, the NDP's not allowing a free vote, and other parties, in fact, the Liberals have allowed, quote, a free vote. And we've had a lot of discussion in our party and in our caucus. And the way we've sort of looked at this issue is that it's really a basic human rights issue. And that, you know, when we're talking about people's human rights and about people's choice, about, you know, who they fall in love with and when they decide to get married, whether it's a heterosexual couple or a same-sex couple, that is really about people's individual rights. And it's about equality. And so from our point of view, that is something that we have to uphold. So it's not something that's subject to a free vote. It's something that we stand for historically as a party, and something that we will continue to do. So although there was some criticism of us for doing that, I actually feel very proud of the fact that our leader was very, very clear on this question, because even within our caucus, there have been some differing opinions, but the leader has been very clear that he's expecting that members of the NDP who are elected as members of Parliament, that we'll be upholding what our party stands for in terms of equality and the value of human rights. The other thing that I just wanted to touch upon is, some people have sort of put forward questions about, well, what happens now? And we were just talking about this earlier. And as you know, there's a lot of rumors that that Parliament actually will, what's called prorogue, which means Parliament will dissolve because of the election of Paul Martin as the new leader of the Liberal Party on November the 15th. So this does throw into question sort of the agenda of what's going to happen to this issue politically. Is it something now that's going to be put off until after the election? Will there be legislation that comes forward? And unfortunately, I don't know the answer to that, because it's not something that we will determine. But clearly, the rumors that are out there in terms of what the government intends to do is that the House will be dissolved, possibly November the 7th, which means that everything that is sort of in the works, any legislation, that's it, it would be gone. So if theoretically there were legislation that came forward, it would then, in effect, wipe out that legislation. So I think the indications are is that, one, we're not going to see the legislation before that time, and we may not see it until after the next federal election. So this does mean that it is, you know, it's probably going to be an issue in the election. In some ways, I welcome that. I mean, I think this is a very important debate that we're having. And many of the people that I've talked to on both sides of the question, for example, I was one of the MPs where we had a prayer rally outside my office a few weeks ago from people from different faiths, from different churches. And, you know, those folks were generally very opposed to the idea of same-sex marriage. But it was very interesting, the debate that we had, just standing outside my office, because I think just even debating this issue is forcing a lot of people to look at the stereotypes they have about people in the gay and lesbian community. It's forcing people to examine their own ideas about what it means to be in a relationship, what it means to be to want to get married, for example. So from that point of view, I think it's actually a very healthy debate. I mean, I've also seen some pretty awful stuff. Some of the emails that we've had, some of the phone calls have been, you know, some of the stuff out there is pretty hateful, and I think we have to recognize that too. And possibly Mary Wu will touch upon this in terms of the campaign that's happening across the country. But overall, I think it is very important that the debate is taking place. And if it does become something that, you know, is there in the election, I don't necessarily see that as a bad thing. I mean, I want to see the issue dealt with. I think it must be dealt with. This legislation has to be brought to Parliament and it has to be approved. But I think where the debate takes place is something that we should actually be encouraging and you know, doing it in a way that we can promote much better, you know, a much better understanding about what this issue is about. And what, you know, what I've really been saying to constituents who are struggling with the issue is to try and place it in a context that this is an issue about choice. And it's about people's rights that come from the state, but it's fundamentally about people's choice to choose what they want to do. Nobody here is forcing anybody to get married. And so one of the lines I like to use is that, you know, if you live common law, nobody should be able to force you to get married if you don't want to. But by the same token, if you want to get married and you're a heterosexual couple, who should have the right to stop you? And so the same principle applies for same-sex couples. And to me, it's that simple. Now, I know other people don't see it that way, but to me, it is that it is really that straightforward. It's about people's individual choices about what they choose to do. So that's just sort of a little bit of an overview from me. And I, you know, for those of you who want to get involved in the campaign that Mary Wu is involved in, or if you're here from another riding, I mean, I really would encourage people to communicate with their member of Parliament, because it is very, very important to get feedback and to have this debate continue. Because, you know, what I've learned is that when that happens, there is actually a better understanding about what this issue is all about. And some of the misconceptions and the stereotypes, I think, can then be dealt with. So, again, I thank you for coming and turn it over to Mary Wu, who will talk about her role and what the campaign is about.